Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We are starting hour number three of a funky flashback Friday. We got Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia at the bottom of the hour. That is always fun. And we'll do that, of course, as always, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover Card matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply.
Hey, Steve DeSager, I didn't hear his update.
Yes,
Garrett
sir.
Garrett Cole has a perfect game?
Through six, eight strikeouts.
Wow, okay.
So they ain't going to let him finish.
What's the big deal?
It's 86 pitches, six innings. Oh, last gosh. Night, remember, it was seven.
How much they going to let him go? They gonna let him go? He's already at 86.
Yeah, I don't think they'll let him go.
I don't see 30 pitches in the last three innings, so therefore he's not gonna finish the full nine.
No, you don't think so, huh?
No,
that's baseball in 2022.
Man, if he starts the ninth with 95, eight pitches, I'm letting him finish.
Was he in the seventh?
No, it's six. So he needs nine outs.
And he's gonna start the ninth. He's at 86 already.
Yeah.
So three pitches to get out of the seventh.
90 pitches. Stop.
Three pitches to get out of the seventh.
And one to get out of the eighth. Stop.
Was this one of your picks from Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Eat at Joe's restaurant down the street?
That's right.
Right. All right. Rob, I did want to announce before we get in the next segment. Today I'm celebrating my 27th anniversary. My 27th
wedding
anniversary.
Congratulations. Mazel tov. I saw that on social media. You look like a young man, a young kid, when you and Crystal got married. And 27 years later is incredible. I mean, it really is something because I know how hard marriage is. I was married. I only made it 5 years, Chris. I was with her for seven. But 27 years is a long time. That's tremendous.
Yep. And we've been together Since 1988. What is that? I don't know how long that is, but it's a long time.
Since 1988. Rob G, do you have any comments?
Well, yeah. We've been together longer than Rob G's been born.
It's just
been
about.
Living, right?
Just when about. Born? Just about. But Chris, I did, me and Rob both told you congratulations on IG. I know you don't check your social media, but we did tell you that.
Yes.
But I had one question, though. I saw your wedding picture, which were beautiful, by the way. Why is it that your beard in those pictures is Uh-oh. Lighter than it is now?
Uh-oh.
Like you're aging in reverse.
No, you know what? You think you're funny, yes. But I have a real true story for you. We got married, obviously, in the summer, right? June 3rd. And my hair would get lighter in the summer. I have pictures when I was a kid of my hair red. Baseball pictures of when I got red hair in the summer. So there you go. See? You didn't think I'd have an answer, but I did.
That did not go the way I was expecting, no.
All right, with that said, Rob, let's get into it. A lot of talk, and you mentioned it earlier in the first hour, a lot of talk entering this series of if the Warriors win the championship, what does that say about Kevin Durant and his two rings? And look, it would take nothing away from Durant's greatness as an individual player. But if they're to win the championship without him, I mean, it would take a little shine off those rings, in my opinion. Because it's not that they got to the finals without him, because they did that before he came, right? They actually won a championship before he came. But it's that, and he made them phenomenal, but the question is, how much was he needed on that team? Did he just go to a team that was so good and he made it better, and the rings were easy to get? So that's the narrative that a lot of people will have if the Warriors win. But to be fair, what if they lose? If they lose, and a lot of people, especially young people, Rob, they think this is the greatest dynasty in NBA history, at least since the Celtics of Bill Russell. That obviously was the greatest. But since then, in the modern era, a lot of people think these Warriors are the greatest dynasty or rivaling Jordan's Bulls. And if they win it, you know, maybe they'll be better than Jordan's Bulls. If they lose this series, though, Rob, all of the dynasty talk goes out the window. All of the, at least for now, everything's fluid. But if the Steph being a top 10 all-time player goes out the window. And to me, Rob, and being fair, if they lose this series, they go from some people thinking they were this all-time great dynasty to a great team that won a championship in 2015, like Toronto won it in 2019, like Dallas won it in 2011. But those aren't like all-time great teams. Nobody's talking about them in historical, you know, ways. And now, obviously, with the Durant years, those two that he was healthy, that was an all-time great team, but only 2 years, not a dynasty. And so you would look at them without Durant, and you would say, okay, they won it in 2015, and that was great. You don't take that away from them. A lot of teams have won because of injuries. And whether it was because of injuries or not, a lot of teams have won at least benefiting from the opponent's injuries. And they will fall into that category, right? Kyrie was out. Kevin Love, but who knows what he meant. But Kyrie Irving certainly would have meant a lot. Then they lost the next year. They won 73, but hey, you didn't finish the deal. So they lost that finals. And then they lost to Toronto with Durant hurt. And then they would be losing to Boston this year without Durant. So, Rob, if we're going to be fair and we're going to criticize or take away from Kevin Durant's legacy, if you will, if Golden State wins this series, then we have to be fair and admit, this also takes a little bit of shine off of Steph and Golden State if they lose this series.
I think you have to, Chris, and I think you would have to put in a different category where the Warriors are. And you can now, Chris, if they do lose to the Celtics, start to go back and unpack their championships. Start to look. When you look, I think the biggest surprise for most people is that in their last nine NBA Finals games, without Kevin Durant, these Warriors, Chris, are 1-8. That's an unbelievable number. With Steph and with Klay and with Draymond and all these guys who are all going to the Hall of Fame, right?
Right, right.
That's an unbelievable run to be 1-8 in the NBA Finals.
Right.
I think that says something. And I think you do start to look and say, nitpick and look through their run, see what championship they won, remind people that they choked down a 3-1 lead. They won two when Durant was there. He was the finals MVP in both. And then with no Durant, they got back to the finals, but Boston, which was the underdog, beat them, and they lost another championship. I think it will change everything. And not saying that you're taking away the championship or you're poo-pooing the entire run.
Right, right.
But it won't feel as good, Chris. It just won't. No. And I think this is, like, very important legacy-wise. It really is. It doesn't undo anything or rewrite the history books, but the way people look at you, I think, would change. And you're right. That conversation about Steph being in the top 10, Chris, that will not be addressed.
No. If they lose this series... He's not in that conversation. I'm sorry. And I'm, you know, Rob, you know, I like Steph. But I mean, he's still, you know, top 15-ish and all that stuff. But the top 10, that would not be the case if they lose this series. And also, Rob, and look, I'm one that has believed, and this won't necessarily change my belief of this, but I'm one that believes... Had they not gotten Kevin Durant in 2017, or he went there in the summer of 2016, I still think they would have won the championship. Because without Kevin Durant, they had LeBron and Kyrie and Kevin Love and others with Ty Lue as the head coach. They had them down 3-1. And I think you would agree, not taking anything away from the Cavs, but if Draymond Green's not suspended, I know he played 6 and 7, but that turned everything. And so I think they would have been so motivated. I may be wrong. None of us know. But my feeling is just that they would have come back and won that championship. But regardless how you feel about that, Rob, just like Kevin Durant could be slighted if they win it, if they lose it, it could heighten his image,
his legacy. Yes.
Right? It would be like, well, and look, it's not saying the Warriors weren't a great team without him. It's not for those that killed him for going there. He still went to a great team. But it was a team you would be able to say, no matter how good they were, they needed him. And that's what this whole
conversation is about.
Right, that's what it's about.
Right. It is.
Did they need him?
And then you have Draymond. They don't need him. This whole narrative that, well, we don't need him. And now if you are in a series like this and the Celtics would – nobody's played in the finals. Chris, nobody.
Right.
Zero. Right. And you lose to that team, that doesn't mean that they're not talented. But they're not proven like the Warriors. That's what will be another demerit on this bunch.
Well, and Rob, let's face it, was that Toronto team wasn't an all-time great team?
Nope, it wasn't.
They had one star. And with all due respect to Kyle Lowry and Fred VanVleet and Pascal Siakam, they had one real legitimate superstar. And he was only there 1 year. And they had a first-year coach. And then Boston, at least at this point, and, you know, Rob, I got the utmost respect for this Celtics team. I picked them over Milwaukee. I picked them over Miami. But at least at this point, you know, who knows what they do going forward. At this point, nobody's looking at them as like this all-time great team, right?
Nope, not at all.
Their stars are young. 5th and 6th years in the league, 24, 25 years old. And they've got warts. And if they were lose to them, they lost to Toronto, they lost to, now it would be Boston, then there's no doubt it will make you rethink things. It won't, you know, Steph Curry will still be regarded by most, not all, obviously with Rob, but as the best shooter ever. Steph Curry will still be, you know, top 15-ish type player. Only unanimous MVP. Draymond and Klay probably still getting the Hall of Fame. But we will rethink them, Rob. Because people, am I wrong that people think of them as one of the greatest teams ever? Even without Durant. Am I right?
Well, because they went to the finals, what was it, five years in a row?
This is their sixth year. Yeah, 6 of 8 in the finals.
Right. That's what people look at. But the results without Kevin Durant aren't great. And that's the part that if they lose again without Kevin Durant, then you start to go, let me see. Like we just said, they're 1-8, Chris, in their last 9. What if they lose in 5 games or something like that? And then you start looking, and it's like they're 2-11 in their last 13 finals game.
Right.
That is not special. That's nothing that you're going to write home about and ballyhoo and talk about what a great franchise and dynasty they were.
Right, right. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If the Warriors lose this series, how big of a hit would Steph and the Warriors quote-unquote dynasty take if they fall short in these finals? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it is the Odd Couple, brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. With more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. If the Warriors lose, do you rethink their place in history? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Will in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Will?
What's going on, gentlemen? Good to hear from you guys there and follow on the show here. I know, Rob, you got your comedy gig coming up there in Hollywood. So
That's right, on Thursday night.
Oh, man, I know you're excited, man.
I wish I could be there to heckle him, believe me.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead.
Well, boy, I tell you what, though, absolutely, Chris, and it was kind of what you were kind of alluding to right before you guys got to us on the phones there, where that unit, the guys, Draymond, Clay, and Steph, it's not without question where their place is, you know, as far as being, you know, great players either within their organization or just at their respective positions. But, yeah, though, just as Rob has his fofoke, conversation regarding LeBron James's performance in the finals. I think you could say that same thing with them as a winning unit. If they happen to lose this one, you know, that maybe they have some all-time great teams in the past as far as playing, you know, units and winning in a year. But as far as them as a team there, yeah, I think you do have to kind of rethink where they are.
Well, they look, without Durant, they would be 1-3 in the finals. Without Durant, they'd be 1-3 in the finals.
Yeah,
and that's powerful when you think about that.
Yeah, especially when you're trying to put somebody in a special category, Chris, and call them special or dynasty and all that.
Steph would still be special.
No, but I'm just saying
putting him in the top 10.
Right. I'm just saying when you do that, you look at everything and you start to nitpick. And we talk about it all the time. Al in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Al?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Doing good.
Good, man.
All right, man. Rob, I'm going to go ahead and throw you one real quick.
All right.
The way we're talking about Steph right now, we're talking about, like, the look factor. That's kind of how you speak about Tom Brady,
you said
right?
The look?
Luck.
Okay.
Yeah, like
okay.
Being lucky. Like,
how
the way
now?
You speak
okay.
about Tom Brady and his greatness, you know what I'm saying, and everything falling into place, that kind of happened for Steph, man, because that first championship, there's no way, even without Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving and LeBron James, they would have beat Steph Curry.
Well,
they
would have beat that team. Okay, don't cut the caller off. But hold up.
Please don't cut
me off. I hear you in that it would have been a tougher series, maybe. But don't act like that same exact Warriors team didn't have that team with Steph or with LeBron and Kyrie down 3-1 the following year. So
yeah,
I'm just
but that's
saying,
all about the momentum, Chris. You know how that works. You know how that works. Like,
no,
you
I don't
the
know
championship
what you mean.
First time, your confidence is at an all-time high going into the next season.
It's too
you
many
carry
ifs,
that
man.
Over.
I'm just saying you
yeah,
don't
it's
know.
I mean,
you don't
all,
know
all
that they would have beat them. You right. can't say it for sure. We don't know that.
But if they do lose, where are you on the Warriors, and how would you look at their run?
You're talking to
Al.
Like I said, I would focus in on that first championship. That was my whole point. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at the whole run. It's like, okay, you guys just really had everything fall into place. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Like, we got you. Thanks, Al. We appreciate that. We appreciate that. I don't want him to repeat it, but he said that. Okay, I just want to make sure. Andre, Chris in Massachusetts is on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
What's going on, guys? Happy Friday. Listen, if the Warriors lose this championship, that's a knockout blow. Mike Tyson knockout blow for this idea of a
really?
Dynasty. Okay, we have Mike Tyson first round. It has to be.
It wouldn't be a dynasty. There's
no dynasty, and this kind of elevating them, you know, putting them in the same conversation as the Chicago Bulls, as the '80s Lakers, as the Bill Russell Celtics. Over, absolutely finished. And the Steph Curry. Okay, they lose this championship. Forget about top 10. I'm starting to wonder top 20. Okay, because
wow.
I look
really?
Back. I'm starting to wonder top 20. And here's what I have to say. Listen. Okay, in this area, this wide open era, you know, he's making threes, he changed the game, I give him that. But listen, the Isaiah Thomases of the world, those savvy guards in the 80s that had to play under those different circumstances that put their team on the back and won multiple championships against
the only one
tougher
is Isaiah.
Competition. Against fiercer competition, if you look at how the NBA was in the 80s, listen, Steph, this is his time. If he wants to be in that elite Kobe type of conversation, then he needs to do Kobe and Michael things and win this series. If he does not, okay, still a great player, but I can't put him on a Mount Rushmore, Mount Everest. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to argue with that, Chris. I think Andre was relatively fair.
Yeah, I think he's got to be in the top 20. But no, it's fair. Look, Rob, you heard me. 1-3 in the finals without Kevin Durant.
Right. Those are facts, not feelings.
That would just be, yeah. So, look, he'd still have three. And Dr. J's only ring in the NBA came as he was the second guy to Moses. Steph would be the second guy to KD for two of the rings, right? Still all-time great. Kind of in that Dr. J category probably. Mm. You know, in top 15-ish, like I said. So, all right. It is the Odd Couple. Tyshirt Tower of Trivia is next.
Wait a minute.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Wait a minute, today's Friday.
It is a Friday. We're doing it for two reasons, Rob. Number one, because we missed out on yesterday's experience because Alex was taking a much-deserved day off. And number two, because in about 3 weeks from now, this will be the slot of the next segment that's going to sweep the nation. Plant-based hot takes with Alex Tyshirt.
Plant-based?
It's going to be the hot seat meets Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Yes, sir.
That's how good it's going to be. I'm expecting that's 7 million by this point.
I'm interested in seeing that.
It's going to be easy,
that,
CB.
Partaking in that.
Well, anytime you have these like wannabes in this hot seat and you always say put base in your chest, well, it's a plant-based chest now, so good luck with that.
All right.
Well, so you know it's going to be swole. You know it's going to be swole. Again, the star of this segment, our resident DJ, Alex Tyshirt. Check out his new podcast, the Anime Senpai Podcast. New episode dropping on Monday.
How many podcasts he has?
Too many, Rob. Too many.
How
you know
many
how it goes.
Do you have?
Total of three.
Wow.
I dropped the Weeb Nation and did this one now.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't talk about Weeb Nation no more.
Nah, R.I.P.
I got podcast envy, you know?
Rob's only got one.
Right.
Chris doesn't have any. Alex got three.
Guys
got
to get on board.
And
I
you
got
know
two.
What? And I don't
I
even
got
understand.
Two.
How do you have
first
two?
First things first,
no.
And the outcome.
No, we're talking about
that
an individual.
Count. That don't count.
Right. Yeah, I don't want one.
And
I turned down opportunities. Real talk.
And the thing that's crazy, though, is that that's how we got together, because our boss, Don Martin, was listening to Chris's podcast.
Right. I used to do in
think
his
about
own.
That.
That's right. That's how it all began,
man,
Rob.
I bet you he regrets it every day of his life.
You know, and I, you know, I lit it up as the guest, and then he was like, "This guy's dynamite. What are we doing?"
let's get Rob first, and if the other guy's cool, then we'll bring him
exactly.
on as well.
Yeah,
all right, yeah. So let's get to it. The theme of this week's Tyshirt's Tower is Steph Curry, because he is the biggest headliner here in these NBA Finals. Whether you love him or you hate him, there's going to be a Steph Curry talking point throughout the next couple of weeks. So let's get started. I flipped the coin during the update. You guys know the rules. Chris Broussard gets question number one. Are you guys ready? Let's do it.
This is a fix.
Let's do it.
Steph Curry's listed as the Warriors' point guard, but several teammates and coaches have said with the way they run their offense, it's actually Draymond Blank who is the team's real point guard.
All right.
What do you got?
Blue...
Green.
There it is, correct. Baby.
Let's go.
I'm starting out.
Why
hot,
would you
Rob
say
Parker?
That? You could have said baby blue. You could have said.
That's right.
He knew. There was a great clue. Blue. That's how he said it.
Wow. I think the problem is we've done like 7 Draymond topics the last 3 or 4 days. So.
Safe space Draymond.
That's right.
Safe space Draymond. All right,
question number 2 over to Rob Parker. Rob, if LeBron James is the face of Nike these days, it's pretty safe to say that Steph Curry is the face of the Blank Armor brand.
Over?
Under.
That is correct.
Yeah. See, hold on. There should be a rule against
what?
Rob, that's my inflection. That's my style. You're stealing it. You're biting. You're like a rapper biting my style, man. Biting my flow.
But I'm doing it better than you, so it becomes mine.
Yeah, whatever.
Chris is saying he's the Steph Curry of radio game shows. They're stealing his style of play.
That's right. That's right. I'm changing the game.
He's changing the game. All right, level
number
3.
No wonder you're over there shimmying after that first one.
You know what that means, Rob? He's going to fade down the stretch. All right, level number 3.
He's not going to hit one in the fourth quarter.
Over to Chris Broussard, the Steph Curry edition of Tyus Tower. Chris, folks around the NBA refer to Steph as Blank Curry as a nod to his ability to cook defenders.
All right, Alex.
Okay.
Boyardee.
That's 2 words.
It's 1 word.
No, that's 1 word. Boyardee.
His last name.
Chef.
That is correct.
Yeah, okay. That was a good clue. You got to admit.
Chef Boyardee.
I used that already. You stole that from me.
I thought it was three words. Boy, the initial R and then
Boyardee. I was going to say chief.
Oh.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Chief? Chief?
Well,
you think that would have made
nah.
He only got one letter away?
Yeah, I was
chief,
trying to throw it out.
Chef.
All right. Sometimes, Alex, remember, I might do that. And
just, okay.
Just
thank you, Rob. Thank you.
I might do that later.
That's a good idea. That's a good
idea. Hold on to that.
Okay.
That's not cheating, by the way. That's just gamesmanship. Level number 4.
That is cheating.
We're all tied up. We got a perfect game going. Rob, Steph Curry and Klay Thompson form arguably the greatest shooting backcourt in NBA history. So much so that folks commonly refer to them as the Blank Brothers.
Come on, Alex, you ready?
I'm ready, Rob.
Splish.
Splash.
That is correct.
Splish, splash. I was taking a bath.
All of them on a Saturday night.
We've done that one before. That's the problem. That was easy.
We're really running out of clues at this point.
I'm like, man. All right, come on.
Hey, level
it's
number
It's working for me.
5. It is working for Alex. He's got a perfect game going right
actually,
now.
I'm going to win this one, though. Okay. I'm seeing what's ahead.
In 2016, to Chris, Steph became the first player in NBA history to be named the unanimous league MVP. The guy who came in second, though, was Kawhi Blank.
Huh. Unanimous.
All right. Nimoy?
Leonard.
That is correct.
There it is.
He was on TV 40 years ago.
Was he?
Everybody's heard of Leonard Nimoy. Is that the dude? That's Spock, right?
Spock.
Yeah.
Is that Spock? Yeah.
You know that Alex is in the anime world, which is like a hop, skip, and away from Star Trek.
Yeah, but do you know,
that's
you know the original Spock from Star Trek?
Live long and prosperous.
See?
Absolutely.
Prosperous, yes. That's not what they said, but yes. Level number 6.
It could have been.
Rob is getting tired. We got a perfect game going. Let's keep the momentum going. In 2019... Steph's Warriors lost to a Toronto Blank squad led by the aforementioned Kawhi Leonard.
He ain't getting this one.
Okay, here we go.
Good luck, Rob. What do you got?
Today, Rob.
That'd be nice.
Dinosaur?
Raptor?
That is correct.
Okay.
I was gonna say that
my goodness.
Right. That's not
Dinosaur's
bad.
Dinosaur's the only thing you could do. Dinosaur. Right.
Can you say Velosa? Or is
Raptor.
That not a real word?
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. All right.
Velosa?
Velociraptor. That's their government name. Last one.
Why are you giving out government names, Bobby? Jeez.
Level number 7. We got a perfect game going here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to put too much pressure on you, Alex.
Oh, I got this.
But I think we've only done this once before.
Call me Senpai.
Call me
Senpai.
Okay.
Thank you.
Chris Broussard. For all the marbles.
Let's go.
All
right. This is where Chris chokes. He's going to be Steph right here.
Steph has said...
It's
he wanted to play his college ball at Blank Tech.
Oh, good luck.
His father, Dell's alma mater.
Yeah, good luck, C.
Didn't end up playing there, though.
Yeah, me either.
All right.
Good luck, C.
This is going to be a great clue.
Right now, currently, can we do this?
All right, here
Jason
we go, Alex.
Jason Smith's in the bullpen. He's ready to go.
All right, Alex.
I thought that sigh was a clue.
Charlottesville,
How is that a good clue?
That's a terrible clue.
Charlottesville?
Not only is Chris going to blow this, he's going to ruin the perfect game.
Oh, yes. God.
That's what we're dealing with right now.
Alex, don't worry about it. This is a terrible clue.
Can you let the man think? Can you let the man think?
I'm trying. Charlottesville.
Remember?
See, Chris, did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Close your eyes and visualize what's going on right now.
Alex, go back in time.
Where did that take
place? Rob D. Still talking.
All right, Alex.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You got 3 seconds here.
Oh, man. Two. Charlottesville? I don't know.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go.
Rob with the chance to steal.
Charlottesville. Yeah, go for it.
Here we go. This is so easy. You want to pick the most obscure place.
My God. Hey.
All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Richmond.
Ooh.
There's a lot of Richmonds, Rob.
I'm going to take a guess.
I thought about that. Yo, if you get this.
Go ahead. Be quiet, Chris.
I don't think I will. It's probably wrong. Is it Ohio?
That is incorrect.
There is a Richmond Heights, Ohio.
Is there?
All right, here we go. It's a suburb of Cleveland. All right, Alex.
Dang, I'm trying, man.
All right. Norfolk.
Norfolk.
That's two clues.
It's one word. Norfolk.
Charlottesville, Norfolk.
5 seconds.
This is going to be so obvious when I get it.
Four.
Three.
Two.
It's not Texas, is it?
That is incorrect.
I'm really starting to wonder what kind of student Alex was.
Okay.
My goodness.
I didn't pay attention to any of this, see.
All right, here we go. One more.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay.
We already ran out of audio. That's how long this thing was going.
All right, you know, you heard, remember all the clues you got.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Rob, I don't think I'm going to get this, but good luck.
Yes, you will. West.
East?
That is incorrect.
Come on,
all right.
But wait a minute.
Alex,
but he played in the dad's alma mater.
You said you were bad in geography.
I told you.
And with that,
can't be
this
east.
Has to be a tie.
This is the first time
is
ever this ends in a tie. The word we were looking for was Virginia.
Virginia. Charlottesville, Virginia.
I know nothing.
Remember that?
Virginia.
I know
Norfolk, Virginia.
West
Virginia. But you know what the bylaws say about a tie, Alex.
That's right. Oh, is it just...
Bylaws say when there's a tie.
There's a bongo hit.
Bring in the bongos,
no!
baby.
Don't do it. Do not.
Yeah.
Alex, what?
Yeah.
Alex, that's terrible.
Rob, it's in the bylaws.
It's not in the bylaws. Stop it.
It's in the
I'm gonna kick the
bylaws.
Plugs out.
Couple, keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, and we're brought to you by Discover Card. We like Discover Card because they treat their valued customers right. They feel like you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation every now and again, and they give it to you. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. All right, Rob G., we got some more news. Why don't you share that with us? Just came down the pike.
Yeah, we were already planning on doing a Deshaun Watson segment here, but now it really makes sense because in the last 40 minutes or so, Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com has reported that a 24th civil suit against Deshaun Watson will be filed on Monday by a massage therapist alleging sexual misconduct during their appointments.
Chris, that's all I could say. I don't even know
we both need to say it. I mean, look.
Like the
we talked about Myles Garrett yesterday and his response. And I think we both tended to think that he gave the right response. He didn't condemn his teammate. He didn't fully support his teammate. He was like, we don't know. So all I can go on is what I see every day at the facility when I'm dealing with Deshaun Watson. And he said, he left it open, which I thought was smart. But and I don't know, Rob, but I'm starting to feel like he might be suspended the entire season.
I think me and you felt the same thing, that like as this goes on and more details and more stuff comes out, It just seemed like the NFL. Remember, they don't have to follow the law of the land, Chris. That's what people need to understand. It's right. not about a conviction. It's just not. It's about damaging the shield and conduct that's not becoming to a member who plays in the National Football League. There's no birthright to play in the league.
No, you're right. You're right. And I really, Rob, just hope, and I think we all hope this in every situation, I want justice to be served. I'm not on his side. I'm not on their side, the women, but I want justice to be served. I want the truth to be found out. All right? That's what I want. And I'll be upset if we don't get there, because if he did do what they're alleging he did, then he needs to be dealt with.
And you know
he
what?
He needs to be punished.
And we and saw if they're, with Bill, and Bill if Cosby, he's innocent, Chris.
Then he needs to be, you know, able to go ahead with his life.
Of course.
Right away.
If he's innocent. But we saw Bill Cosby, an icon in this country, you know, fall to misconduct and rape and allegations. And how many women were there, Chris? 60?
Yeah, it was a lot.
It's like 60.
It was a lot. Yeah, so,
I'm not saying he's the Bill Cosby case, but I'm just saying we have seen something like this similar, where all these women came out and said, once hearing the charges by other women saying, that happened to me. And that's what happens when you have conduct like that, Chris, right? You go, wait a minute, you're sitting at home and you go, yeah, I gave him a massage and he did that to me. I remember that. I didn't like it. I felt violated. I didn't say anything, but I remember him doing it. That's where we are.
Yeah, and I already felt, Rob, that he was going to get probably six to eight games. But like I said, I just wonder now, will he be out for the whole season? We will see. All right, it's the iCouple. You guys go ahead and have a wonderful weekend. We'll be back Monday after game two. We'll know even more about this NBA Finals when we speak. Keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon next. Those brothers bring heat!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.